Hi there. The word for today is on sound financial advice. In Proverbs 21, verse 26, the New Living Translation, Solomon says that, quote, the godly love to give. Look, the level of financial blessing God will entrust to you depends on these three questions. First, are you mature enough to handle it? Number two, are you hoping to reap but unwilling to sow? And three, are you a hoarder or a giver? Now, God knows that we can't all give the same amount. Jesus honored a widow in the temple for giving her last 2 cents and putting it in the offering. Here's what he said about her in Mark 12, verse 44. Others gave what they'll never miss, but she gave her all. On the other hand, there was a businessman in the book of Acts, the New Testament church, called Barnabas. Acts 4, verse 37 says he sold a field that he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. The more God blesses you with, the more he holds you accountable for. Jesus said in Luke 12, verse 48, the Living Bible, much is required from those to whom much is given. At offering time, a pastor told his congregation to reach out and grab the wallet or the purse of the person sitting either in front of them or beside them. Now, he said, open it and give as much as you've always wanted to give, but felt you couldn't afford. Whoa, don't you know those wallets and purses went flying back to their owners in a hurry? The truth is, we're not all called to give equally, but we're all called to sacrifice equally. That levels the playing field. Isn't it interesting how you can go to dinner at the home of somebody who doesn't seem to have a lot materially, and yet you leave feeling like royalty? Why? Because of their warm hospitality. That's the essence of generosity. Do you know what it's called? Self-sacrifice. Listen, God entrusts financial blessing to people who are not controlled by the love of money. Did you hear that? God entrusts financial blessing to people who aren't controlled by the love of money. So how can you tell if you are controlled by it? Because instead of giving when God tells you to, you'll withhold. So understand this. When God impresses on you to sow a seed, there's a harvest coming your way. And that's the word for you today.